Jerry Bader Show, 950-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Wisconsin has what's called a cocaine mom law, that if the state determines a woman is abusing drugs while pregnant, they can take her into protective custody, protection of the child. Well, I still support that law, but there was a case that I think is indefensible. And I guess I have a couple of questions for you. Do you still support the law? Do you agree me that the system, that the system screwed up badly here? I want to read a little more of this. We'll take some calls. She disclosed she had been taking Suboxone. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's a painkiller. The physician's assistant recommended Beltran. Okay, I'm sorry. She had been taking Suboxone to wean her off painkillers, which she feared was becoming dependent in 2012. The physician's assistant recommended Beltran get her own Suboxone prescription and be monitored by a doctor. Beltran did not decline, saying she didn't want to use it anymore. She wasn't addicted. 2 weeks later, a social worker came to Beltran's home and said she really needed to continue Suboxone. And again, Beltran declined. 2 days after that, police and sheriff's deputies arrested Beltran at her home, handcuffed her, took her to a hospital. A doctor examined her and declared her and the pregnancy healthy and said inpatient treatment was unnecessary. Beltran was next taken to the Washington County Jail, held until she appeared before Court Commissioner Dolores Bomrad, who ordered her she undergo inpatient drug treatment. Beltran was taken to a Westman halfway house and the next day driven by police to an Appleton facility, Casa Clare. It was like a house for 20 women, Beltran said Thursday. Mostly you did group therapy about drug dependency. Vanden Heuvel, the local attorney defending her, said her client was initially supposed to stay at Casa Clare until October 15th, but was released October 4th after the lawsuit was filed. By the way, Vanden Heuvel, her local attorney, Linda Vanden Heuvel of Germantown, says she wants to clear her name to make sure that her baby comes home with her when it's born, because she is still the subject of a child in need of protective services petition. When the baby's born, they could take it. This is indefensible. Now, I understand the law itself is the product of conservative lawmakers and a conservative mind. This is a complete misapplication of this law. Testing showed no drugs in her system. A doctor declared she didn't need this. What the hell were they doing? I think when a mom is a serious drug addict, this law is a good idea. I think they have jeopardized this entire law. Kate in Gillett. Kate, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently 32 weeks pregnant and a full-time law student, so I got a lot of thoughts on this law. I can agree that when it comes to a certain degree of addiction to whatever substance it may be, that child does have a right to be protected. However, the way the hospital system and the social services system perceived this woman's case is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous in that, and the law, by the way, Kate, is written just the way you just described it. It protects the unborn from women with a severe degree of drug use that poses a substantial risk. There was no evidence of either of those.
Exactly. She admitted that she had had a previous addiction, which, being a pregnant mom, I had an addiction a couple years ago. But the fact that she was curious as to if this, former addiction, underline former a half a million times for me, just to see if that former addiction would be any degree of danger to her unborn child. I'm baffled.
It is baffling because In my opinion, and I don't know this, but to me, the most logical reason she mentioned it is because she was concerned, Kate.
Exactly. Exactly. I admitted to my doctor that 4 years ago I had an addiction. But I have gotten clean. It was easy. You know, I've been clean. I've stayed clean.
Now, did you say you're late term right now? Is that what you said?
Yep, 32 weeks.
Okay, and you are in law school?
I am.
So I assume you're getting the next 5 years worth of sleep right now then?
As much as I possibly can.
Is this your first one?
Yes, it is.
Well, congratulations on both fronts.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff, and you make a very good point. 406, thanks for the call, Kate. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Law school and having a baby. That's a lot of determination. Here's my concern on this. And as I hear defenders of the law say, yeah, but it's still really a good law. What I would like to hear the defenders of this law say, but it was misapplied here. The law was written the way it was written for a reason. Severe degree of drug use that poses a substantial risk to the unborn child. There was no evidence of any of that here. I can agree with her lawsuit. I don't think the law should. Here's why I'm really upset about this, and I think the defenders of the law should be more critical of what happened here. Because this isn't what the law was intended to do. When you look at the wording of the law, they violated the law. There was no reason to put this woman in protective custody. There was no reason to put the unborn child in protective custody. And there sure as hell is no evidence presented that they should take her baby when it's born. I think this law can protect unborn children. They have jeopardized the law. Brenda in De Pere is a pharmacist. Brenda, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry.
Hi.
I see these people come in pregnant all the time. They're on Suboxone. Excuse me. They have to be switched to another drug, which is just plain buprenorphine, because you can't take Suboxone when you're pregnant.
Okay.
And they abuse it. They abuse it like they abuse the old drugs. This woman, she was off of her meds. If I ever found out I was pregnant, I would stop taking whatever I needed to, you know, and that's what she did. And then the next thing is, the state doesn't take these kids away from these people. They take their drugs throughout their pregnancy. They have perinatologists that prescribe the buprenorphine for them. And then when they have the baby, the doctor's like, okay, you know, go find somebody else to prescribe your prescription for you. And then these babies go through withdrawal. It's horrible. It's horrible to watch. I've seen it in my pharmacy. I've seen it in my waiting area after these girls have these kids. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't agree with how they handled this one, though, do you?
Oh, I totally disagree with how they handled it. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey.
And the thing that they threatened her to take her baby away. I watched these other people. They don't take their babies. They still have them.
Can I have that baby? Brenda, we've got to get to the news, but can you just hang on the line? I have a question for you off the air.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. 9:58.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.